producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, hey, welcome to America Tonight. We're taking a look back at what happened this year in 2015. What happened in the world of sports, business, politics, just in general. You know, I say America Tonight is the buzz in the backyard. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the captain of this ship, and what a year it was for the show, because we really took you to a lot of, I think, interesting places. If I take a look back, some of the great guests that we've had over the past year, and some of the interesting stories that we got to talk about, and again, places where we were this past year, pretty interesting. In the world of sports, there were a handful, like Deflategate. Oh, how many times do we have to hear about Deflategate? Tom Brady, and did he deflate the balls? Was he responsible? What about the guys in the equipment room? What were the instructions? And the NFL really, really, really took front and center stage over this whole Deflategate thing. To me, the best story, though, in sports had to be, well, certainly one of them, if we look at sports, was Carli Lloyd and the U.S. women winning the first World Cup since 1999. She was on fire. And they weren't necessarily picked to win the whole thing. There was a ticker tape Broadway celebration for the first time ever, and Carli Lloyd is a Jersey girl, of course, went to Rutgers University, and this was pretty exciting. It's the third World Cup title for the U.S. women's soccer team, and you have to go back to the legendary Mia Hamm and Brandi Chastain in 1999 to match that. And what also is interesting is you are driving in your neighborhoods, whether you live in a big urban area or a small, small rural area, is you're seeing more kids play soccer. And for the first time on Fox, this became the largest TV audience for soccer, for men or women, in U.S. history. 22 million Americans tuning in over the course of the game to watch, to pay attention to what was happening. So certainly it brought kind of a message about the power of women and about the strength of women, and maybe in sports too as well. That's what Mayor de Blasio said at the parade. He gave each one of the players keys to the city. What was cool is Carli Lloyd had a hat trick in the first 16 minutes, including she had one goal that she nailed from midfield. And there were other big sports stories, certainly, but I would say they were some of the biggest. American Pharoah, the horse that won the Triple Crown, 37 years of history, right? No horse had won the three legs of the Triple Crown. And finally, this American Pharoah, bought for a mere $250,000, wins the Triple Crown. Amazing. First the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, then the speculation of the Preakness in Baltimore, and then ultimately in New York, which is so hard to close the deal in New York. I've talked about this before, but I have a second cousin who was a trainer, and the trainer for a horse called Smarty Jones, and boy, my family was so on edge thinking that this is incredible, this horse is going to win the Triple Crown, and it wasn't to be for Smarty Jones. Loses by a nose, but this horse, American Pharoah, was something special. There was no losing in this horse. And then tops it off with the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic. 6.5 lengths winning that race. So finishing a career with just two losses in 11 races is pretty phenomenal, I have to say. You know, I've talked about this already, but politically speaking, there were a ton of big stories. Two of the biggest are, and I keep going back to this, is John Boehner, no longer Speaker of the House. The pressure for him to get out of there, and ultimately him saying he would relinquish his gavel. And then the other one, of course, is Donald Trump running for president. Wait, aren't you an architect billionaire? Didn't you pen Art of the Deal? Aren't you Celebrity Apprentice? What's up with that? You're running for president? Can you imagine? And now he really has a chance. He's jumped so far ahead in the polls. Once we get to results season, which is the primaries coming in after the beginning of the year, that's when we'll really know how much steam Donald Trump has. Let's go to Grimm right at the top. You can join the conversation at any point. We're talking about the biggest stories of 2015 as we get ready to turn the calendar. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Hello, Grimm.
I wanted to call you last night.
Uh-oh.
When you were sitting there talking about the, you know, the hazards we're facing, such as electrical grid.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you, and this is coming from the expert, because I worked in that field, that regardless, Republican, Democrat, it's bourgeois fear tactic. That's what it is, Kate. Because I can tell you right now, EMF blast will not take out the grid. It'll slow it down, but it won't take it out. There's a big difference between electricity and electronics. Now, the Internet, oh, it'd be hard to come back because you'd also have to replace satellites in space. But here's the proof. Here's the proof. Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, we lost power, but it came back online. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they're using this as a fear tactic. And here's the future reason for it. Because they want to put the kilowatt on the futures market just like gasoline. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can totally see that. Absolutely, I agree.
And
yeah.
This is part of the process, is fear the public, so that they can gradually ease them into something totally different. This is why they're fighting digital meters. Now, if they plug in a digital meter, yeah, EMF can fry solid-state electronics, which is inside that. The old dial type, it couldn't.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. The government will still be able to communicate, but they'll be rolling themselves back. Well, give you an example. It'd be like from the telephone back to the telegraph. But they
back.
Well, they still have in emergency situations such as nuclear blast for EMF, they still have the old tube relay systems. And the tube is a transistor enclosed in glass, which is insulated from EMF. Now,
yeah.
The amount of data is nowhere near capable of doing what they can with solid-state electronics. But
yeah.
That's what's getting fried, is the solid-state electronics to an electronic magnetic force pulse.
Yeah. Scary to think of, again, some of what could have happened and should have happened. You know, I talk about nuclear energy all the time and what they do in France with it. But here, because of Three Mile Island and the fear of what could happen, it's just a no-go in the United States. But it's worked so well, and certainly in other places, but not here. Grimm, we got to fly. We're up against
okay.
it, man. Thanks. I like that. Okay. We got to pay some bills. We got to pay them. Thanks, Grimm. Merry Christmas. Coming up next, the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stay up all night, watch the sun come up and then close the blinds. Back to bed before another night, you can watch the time go
by. Once again, it's time to go to the mailbag because you have filled it with lots of letters. And here we go on America Tonight. One of my favorite segments, like I said, is the fact that you overflow the mail and you do it every single day. I've worked in New York. I've worked in, for whatever it's worth, New York. And I've worked in Dallas where we had so many listeners. But really, nothing like we get the massive amount of emails. So thank you so much. I appreciate it this holiday season. My gratitude goes out to all of you because you're so thoughtful. You download the shows, and for those who are just listening, you can download the shows at gcnlive.com. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake and Austin, Kate, Mary, Mary, and all that great stuff. I'm so excited about 2016. Boy, it does look like Donald Trump, doesn't it? Did you see that he's up 21 points over Ted Cruz? Are you stunned by that? No, I'm not stunned by that. Because he just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And he, depending on the poll, he jumps up in the polls. The poll you're talking about, that Jake's talking about, is the CNN Orc International poll that just came out, and he had big numbers again, and the numbers just don't seem to dissipate. They just seem to grow. So, no, it's not a surprising thing to me to see that Donald Trump is kicking it the way he's kicking it, you know. The question is, what happens if he wins the nomination? What's that going to be like? If you look at the numbers, if you dig into the numbers, and I did this, 55% the people that were surveyed in this poll say they really trust Donald Trump, that they have high regard for his decision-making skills. And so I say that because that's one of the things that's talked about. Well, what would he be like as president? And apparently, you know, he's widely seen as the candidate most capable of handling the major issues facing the United States today, and that's because he gets that cred from his business acumen. And he says it when he was asked about bankruptcy and whatever. He says, yeah, within the law, he did everything he could to use the laws to his power, you know, to do what he was allowed to do. So it's good news for Trump. There's no question. It's a Mary Mary for him, and he knows it. He's got the numbers. No matter what poll you look in, it depends on where the poll is, but it's high. It's out there. We move to this one from Carrie, who says, Kate, it's very troubling to see this whole ISIS thing. And troubling's not the right word. It's sickening. It's a million other adjectives I can't even say on your show. But what's disturbing is that anybody would want to come to the United States or any place else for that matter, not involved in the ugliness of what's happening in parts of the Middle East, and just go after innocent people. I don't understand any kind of ideology that uses that as its centerpiece. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. What can we do to stop ISIS? Well, if I was a general, if I was in the war room and I had the power, I'll tell you, I would absolutely take out any stronghold, however we had to do it. And I would have some boots on the ground, not a massive amount of troops, but I would have more than special forces. I would have hand-picked, special forces. But special forces that weren't training, special forces that went in and took out these the major players in ISIS. Easier said than done, but I know there's a way to do that. So I would use every possible means, get approval by Congress, whatever it takes, and get people in there. Not massive amounts, not a situation like Iraq, not a situation like Afghanistan, a strike, boom, we're in, we're out. And it would get nasty, it would get ugly. It would be turning certain areas into glass, in other words. Because you cut off the head of the snake here and there, and it just grows back. So it has to be something devastating. And like I said, easier said than done. I mean, ISIS is using people as human shields with the Iraqi forces trying to take central Ramadi. And it just shows you, I mean, it doesn't, you know, again, it doesn't matter. They'll do whatever they have to do to make a spectacle of themselves in whatever way possible and to recruit. And they are recruiting people. They're getting people, young people, who become radicalized to do whatever it is they have to do, become martyrs for it, which is, I mean, just wild to me. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Harry, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you see this thing about Brazil? Here we have the Olympics coming up in its dirtiest place on earth, it seems. And now in Brazil, they are telling people not to get pregnant, women not to get pregnant, because of this mosquito-borne virus called Zika that's led to a surge in problems with infants, a disorder that can result in incomplete brain development. You know what? It's interesting that you bring that up, because I just heard about this, just heard about it yesterday. They say they've got like 2,400 cases of it in Brazil, in different states in Brazil. And, you know, compared to, they had like 140 some cases the year before. So it's a state of emergency deal for them. They're saying that the newborns are going to have attention their whole lives. And can you imagine what that's like? And so they're saying with the mosquitoes, this is what's happening. This is where it's appearing. And they're trying to determine that, you know, and then it's been detected in Rio, in Sao Paulo, and some other areas. So they think it's just flat out across the country. They, you know, they're talking about that through social media in any way they can. They're literally telling people, families, do not get pregnant because of this Zika fever. And it first came about, I guess, in Uganda in the 40s, and it's endemic. I never even heard of it in parts of Africa. And so now here it is in Brazil. Doctors think tourists from Asia or the South Pacific brought it in during the 2014 World Cup. Wow. It is so crazy how disease spreads when you think about it. And I think back to going to Grenada and how fortunate I was to learn from those doctors about disease and what happens with, you know, what happens with these diseases. And think about this. Rio de Janeiro is the host city for the 2016 Olympics. And they're doing anything they can to get rid of stagnant pools because they're breeding grounds, of course, for mosquitoes, and mosquitoes are carrying it. And they and they're concerned about that. They're concerned that this is the way that this is being carried. Wow. Thanks for bringing that up. And like I said, I just heard about it, so maybe it's been all over the news the last day or two, and perhaps that's why I was alerted to it. How about this from Joe? Kate, I know you're so into the kind of the Mars thing. You've had that Mars dude on before, the mission to Mars, and I know you like that movie Martian. Did you see the thing that NASA's next Mars mission has been suspended? Not good news, is it? They said they had to put it on hold indefinitely because of some kind of instrument that was leaking. They were planning to launch a Mars lander, and it's called InSight. They were planning to do that from a place that I used to cover, Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. I used to cover Vandenberg when I was a television reporter in Santa Maria. It was one of my first jobs. It was so fascinating, just as kind of a sidebar here. But InSight, which they call InSight because it's short for Interior Exploration, uses seismic investigations and heat transport. And it was going to arrive in Mars in September to take measurements of the interior and the atmosphere. And instead, it's got to go back to the maker, Lockheed. They have to look at it because they say there's an instrument that's sensitive and it measures movements in the soil. And so they can't, this isn't happening, it's not working. So they have to figure out what's wrong with it. So again, this gets scrapped. Better to have it scrapped than to spend a bunch of money, send it up there, and it doesn't work because something's wrong with an instrument. And, it, you know, you just think of, it's amazing when you think of all the unmanned spacecraft and you think of the manned spacecraft that we have put up into, you know, up into to the atmosphere, out of our atmosphere, and, the you know, from the moon landing on down. And it's so fascinating to me, just the little intricacies, the engineers of what they have to put together, of what can go wrong. Just the littlest thing can happen and change something just like that. They have to scrub a project. All right, again, happy, and thanks so much for all of your emails. Keep them coming. The show, by the way, so everybody knows, we are off for a week, and then we are back into the new year, starting at the very beginning of the year. So we go through New Year's, and we're back that Sunday. And, boy, there'll be a ton to talk about, without a doubt. And I cannot wait for that. So, again, thank you so much. What a terrific audience. Remember, still send me your notes if you think of anything over the holiday, americatonight.net.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This segment is all about the numbers. We can count. Yes, we can. We can count the ways Madonna can get back at her ex. Do you care? Probably not, but I'll tell you about this story anyway. Usually we don't dive into celebrities here on America Tonight, but just showing that even though you're a rock star or former pop star, you're just like everybody else when it comes to the tug of war with your ex over the kids. Madonna's teenage son, Rocco, is sick of touring with his pop star mom, so he's refusing to spend the holidays, apparently, with Madge in Manhattan. Rocco, who is 15 and a half years old, disobeyed mommy's demand to board a plane from London, where, of course, he's staying with his filmmaker father, Guy Ritchie. Madonna went to court on Wednesday to force the teenager to return to New York. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Deborah Kaplan ordered Rocco to come home, but Richie's attorney, David Typermass, made it clear that, yep, he would not voluntarily return back to the U.S. So this is the ultimate tug of war. Merry, Merry Christmas, everybody. The Manhattan judge, by the way, said Rocco would have a court-appointed attorney in the New York custody a case. Madonna and Richie, who share two kids, divorced back in 2008. So it's been a long time. I mean, come on. So there's something more probably going on here. Not too hard to figure that out, right? How How about this? You probably all know the story because we've talked about it here on America Tonight. The whole world is talking about this. You want to talk about Buzz in the Backyard and beyond. It's what happened in that Miss Universe pageant, that disaster. Steve Harvey saying that it was Miss Columbia who won the Miss Universe pageant, but in fact it was not. It was Miss Philippines instead. So Steve Harvey took the blame for probably the biggest epic beauty pageant blunder of all time. But some people are saying, and thanks to Snapchat video, that there might have been a mistake with the teleprompter. Because this is the deal. If we lift the curtain up, he was reading the teleprompter, you know, or cue cards, if you want to call them that. But it was really loaded into the teleprompter. So he was looking at what was written there. And if that is true, and there is video footage of it, that means he was reading what was typed in wrong. If you remember, he apologized for making the mistake, calling it a human error. And he apologized on Twitter, because, of course, everything breaks in the 140-character world. We don't talk to each other. We just put it on Twitter. And the Miss Universe organization had to throw out a statement on Sunday night, too, for the mix-up, not placing blame on any one particular person or anything that happened. But that is a huge blunder. Can you imagine? Da-da-da-da, you win! Oh, how exciting! You're Miss Universe. No, whoops. Take that back. We counted the votes again in the last 2 minutes, and we won our crown back. You are not Miss Universe. Instead, it goes to the Philippines and not you. I mean, here's the deal. How many people are paying attention to beauty pageants anyway anymore? I don't know. Is anybody out there watching? There certainly is some sort of audience, but I don't think it's the audience it once was. Let's put it that way. I have talked about that show, The Kingdom, before, and it's kind of loosely based on the UFC and that cage fighting stuff, the mixed martial arts. In fact, in my book, Invade the Man Cave, I have a segment where I talk about a little bit, because I talk about hot shots, athletes, and I talk a little bit about UFC. I can't even imagine. When you actually see it up close, it is unbelievable. But definitely one of the best competitors, UFC competitor Emmanuel Yarborough, once considered to be the world's largest living athlete, dead at the age of 51. I mean, this guy was huge, huge. He looked almost like a sumo wrestler at 6'8", and at one point in his life, 800 pounds. That's why he was considered to be the world's largest living athlete by the Guinness Book of World Records. But before he was a fighter, he wrestled, he played football, and he did do the sumo wrestling thing. That was the key, because he really looked like a sumo wrestling. And he was part of that whole UFC thing in the beginning in 1994, so dead at the age of 51. And you wonder, the gentle giant, that's what everybody called him. He even had a small role in the HBO prison series Oz. And he did a bunch of commercials and even did some cameos in films and whatnot. But they didn't give any great details as to what happened to him, except for that he passed away. The theory is, I saw something floating today, that it was some kind of a heart attack, but that's not official. That's just what is floating around out there. On a more serious note, how about this? 100 million medical records were actually hacked in 2015. I can remember when there was all this conversation about how easy it was with your medical records now to transfer it over. Imagine you're moving with the way the healthcare system is now. Even if you get employee-based health insurance, how often does that insurer switch on you and you want to keep the same doctor? So check this out. I mean, it's pretty chilling. It's, to me, when you say 100 million health records were ripped off, what if that was your health record? 8 of the 10 largest healthcare provider hacks happened this year. Chilling. Again, all that sensitive information, your sensitive information. I mean, they got to up their security game. Because do you really want people to know what it is that you're taking a pill for or whatever it is that you went to the doctors for? No, of course you don't want that. And more importantly, part of that information, I am certain, would include somewhere a Social Security number. And ultimately, that number is the thing that can change your fate or fortunes when somebody rips it off. Anthem, especially guilty of this, they had a staggering 78.8 million customers had personal information ripped off in March. Yep, Blue Cross customers. Primera Blue Cross customers were hit when hackers got access to their information, including, this is why you care, bank accounts, clinical information. Remember I said those all-important Social Security numbers? Social Security numbers were hacked as well. And, you know, how many of us are at risk because of this? And what are they doing to do something about the security system? And, you know, when you talk to people who know how to hack, who are hackers, they'll tell you how easy it can be to jump on a system. You know, the Chinese government, they keep pointing back to China, 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 and the Chinese government is denying they're behind the attacks at all. You know, the big question, as somebody said to me earlier in the week, are these hackers for hire? And who were they? Who asked them to do it? Were they asked by the Chinese government to do it or not? And of course, China is going to deny it, but they know of multiple threat groups coming out of China that have been a part of the attacks in the healthcare industry. So that's no secret to look there. But I think it's pretty frightening if you have, which all of us do somewhere, where you have personal information as to whatever your doctor appointments are about or hospital stay or whatever it might be that gets hacked into, let alone they have your bank account information and they've got your Social Security numbers. Wow. Awful, awful, awful stuff. All right, how about this? We talked about this, in the summer. Remember all the problems the Social Security, the Secret Service is having, from prostitutes that were there with Secret Service agents on a trip with President Obama, which was over a year ago, to agents being a little bit inebriated and smashing through a barricade in front of the White House, to some joker jumping the fence of the White House, getting into the White House, and had a gun. So now they've got the Secret Service agent that could be facing disciplinary action after his gun, badge, and flash drive were stolen in broad daylight from his car on Monday. The Secret Service confirmed it, but they're not going to tell you much more about that. We talked to Bob Ney about that story and the validity of it. And yes, they're saying that happened, but they're not saying much more. He did have the handgun taken, radio, handcuffs, and the flash drive, a black Patagonia bag, and his Secret Service badge, which was number 1266. If you're listening to me in the dark corners of the world and somebody flashes a badge and it says 1266, do not open the door because they're not who they say they are. And it's not funny. I mean, it's ridiculous that the Secret Service, this is about numbers, and I just gave you a bunch of numbers here in Week in Count, but it's ridiculous that the Secret Service is having this constant problem, and it's a problem with their culture, and they need to do something about it. A House Oversight and Government Reform Committee report revealed there have been 143 security breaches. Yikes! Stay with us.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're rounding the corner of the final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Thanks for all the emails, letters, all that kind of stuff that came in this year, boys. It's just absolutely crazy. I know I say this all the time, and I said it when we went to the mailbag, but it's been a record year for that. Now, I worked in New York City, and I never got anywhere near the email that I get on this show, and especially a lot of you people listening in Sarasota, listening to us in Louisville, Kentucky, and in New Jersey, and in the New York area, in Los Angeles. Got a bunch of stuff from L.A., too, as well, and in Austin, Texas, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Next year is going to be a very, very big year with some real surprises coming your way. So Christmas music to some people is incredibly annoying. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I happen to be married to a guy who blasts Christmas music. You get in the car and you can't even think straight because he's frantically looking for stations that play Christmas music. And in my own home, I swear the cops were going to come and get me for a noise ordinance. He's just blasting the music because he likes it. It makes him happy. He likes to hear the Christmas music. So, Nathan, you know, you've been playing a lot of Christmas music. I'm going to guess, like, your favorite song. Is it Holly Jolly Christmas?
No.
No. Is it White Christmas, since you're there being buried by snow all the time in Minneapolis?
No, but that was a cute song a while ago.
Cute song. Is it Frosty the Snowman? No, I'm not even close. Is it Silver Bells?
That's
Silver Bells. Hear them ring. I can't even, I don't even know the name of, how about Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. That song?
Nope. Nope. Maybe the Batman Smells version.
Oh, how about this? It's beginning to look a light like Christmas.
Nope.
No, not that.
No. Nope.
Oh, let me guess.
What else?
Wait, let me
Are
guess.
Are there
let
any
me...
more songs?
No, no, no. There's tons of them. Little Drummer Boy.
No, I think that was my that was supposed to be my brother's favorite.
Oh, I like song. Little Drummer Boy. Let me think. Oh gosh, I'm out of Christmas songs. Am I out of Christmas songs?
Oh my goodness, no.
No, 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 no. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
No, but that's really fun to play.
There's that Chuck Berry Christmas song too. All right, so what is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, it's kind of serious and gets the words out of the way. Well, at least the original did. They started to add words. I'm not sure when. It's Carol of the Bells. I like that.
Oh, and Carol of the Bells.
It's funny because I was looking through my my library here, and I don't even think I have a version of that in here.
Wow. So your favorite song, you don't have a version of it.
Yeah, I'm double check. Oh, wait a minute.
This is live radio, which is what I love.
Yep.
We're going through the system right
maybe
now.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do. Maybe you'll hear it.
Looking for the song.
Yeah, maybe
okay.
You'll hear it.
You know, it's going to be the warmest Christmas Eve on record across the East, in the East Coast. They're like, can't believe it. They're usually frozen by now, and they're walking around coatless.
It was raining here yesterday and the day before.
Was it cold rain?
Yep. And it started snowing, and then it went back to rain. And
snow.
And now it's frozen.
Oh, yeah, the frozen thing is pretty tricky. I like, my favorite song is, I don't even know the name of it, is Baby, It's Cold Outside. Baby, It's Cold Outside. You know, where the, it's the man and the woman, and they sing that song. I like that song.
I like when Frank and Nancy
yes.
Sinatra sing it together.
Frank and Nancy Sinatra is the best. It is not creepy. It is not creepy. Why do you say that's creepy? It's not. You're absolutely right. Or it's like, who was it? Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole had, you know, her, who has passed on many, many years ago, where she would sing one part of the song and then they had his version of it and they were able to meld that together and it almost looked like they were in the same room. It was absolutely crazy. I want to talk about some good, happy stories here for a quick second, except for this one thing, since I'm traveling on the airline that pay as you go. So in other words, if you have crackers in your hand, you have to pay for those. If you have a bag in your hand, you have to pay for that. Anything, they're going to just make us pay for whatever it is. But I hope this doesn't happen because I'm not really revved up for this right now. But supposedly there's a story that's floating around that the TSA can force you to go through the nude body scanner. Oh, say it's not so. I do not want to go through a nude body scanner. This is not my deal. You know, I've already done the other thing. You know, where you go and they have the, I don't even know what it's called. I used to know. When you get in and then it swings around you and you have to put your arms up in the air. Oh, people look so uncomfortable doing that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's the happy story, one of the happy stories anyway. How about this dog that was found in Detroit 3 years after missing in Ohio? 3 years later, found in Detroit after missing. Oh, that is an awesome story, except for what happened in those 3 years. But, hey, it's a win. It's a Christmas win for sure. 200 miles away. So earlier this month, Donna Rufford found a small Yorkshire Terrier wandering around in her home, you know, wandering around in the blocks near her home. And she started to ask around the neighborhood, all that kind of stuff. And the workers at a shelter where she took the dog used an electronic wand to scan the dog. They found he had a microchip implanted that had owner information on file with the American Kennel Club. So they contacted, of course, the group. They confirmed the dog was reported missing by a family in Columbus, Ohio, 3 years ago, and they say the dog's name was Rexon. And how about that? So the family, the Green family, as soon as they knew that, they got in their car, drove 3.5 hours from Columbus. They made it to the shelter just before closing time, and they got the dog. I mean, that's crazy. They say it's like the best Christmas ever for their family. They said that the dog came up missing when the wife was 9 months pregnant. The daughter's now 3 years old, and they were so attached to the dog. So very, very cool that they get the dog back. I love that story. I guess that goes to the whole chipping thing, because the chip worked, even if it wasn't, I mean, 3 years is a long time, but better to at least know and have the dog back than to not have the dog. And then this story isn't necessarily a happy story, but because it's the biz, a radio DJ was punished for playing Last Christmas 24 times. I'm locking the doors in the studio. It's pirate radio, and I'm going to play it over and over and over again. An Austrian radio station went after what they call a moderator. He did lock himself in the studios. He played the song Last Christmas, which was a cult hit, apparently, from an 80s British band. And you know it, Wham, right? 24 times in a row. So even the daughter of the DJ called the studio to beg her father to stop because the song made everyone upset. And he said he was doing a one-song marathon. Oh, man. Barricaded the studio. A wooden stick. He said it was supposed to be a prank on the listeners, and he wouldn't give in. He was determined that he was going to get as close to 30 as he could, and that's exactly what happened. Oh. Now, a long, 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 long time ago, when I was in college and I did my first radio gig ever, because really I've done radio and television, especially when I first got out of school, I fell asleep. And so I think Stairway to Heaven played a few too many times, because it was a DJ choice song, and it played, and then it had an automatic replay, and finally somebody called. It's like, ooh, Stairway to Heaven, I think we've heard it a few times, and it just jolted me out of, you know, me putting my head down, apparently, and nodding off. But that's all I can claim. I did not lock the studio doors at Ohio University. I did not, I swear. Happy, happy, merry, merry to you and yours. Great job, Nathan Reeder and Patrick and all the crew. Can't wait to see what the new year brings all of us. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.